The DNR wants to switch from giving individual permits for concentrated animal feeding operations to having the CAFOs just have to qualify for a general permit. The DNR says environmental standards would not be weakened, but staff could later inspect more of the big farms to make sure there's compliance with pollution laws. An attorney for Midwest Environmental Advocates says the rule package needs a few changes. Jamie Saul says there should be a compliance strategy, partly to help the public track the DNR inspections.
The first component would be an online toolkit or database that citizens around the state can log on to and view the results of DNR's investigations. They can review the reports from the field that have been prepared by DNR staff. And they should be able to review the most up-to-date compliance information for each CAFO that has a permit.
Saul also wants the DNR to work with Wisconsin lawmakers on boosting the permit application and annual state fees that the big farms pay.
Considerably, so that DNR can get the staffing it needs, both in the headquarters office in Madison to review the permits themselves, and also out in the field to do systematic investigations that we're calling for.
The DNR is currently holding public hearings on its general permit plan for CAFOs. The proposal is scheduled to go before the DNR board later this year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.